Square. It's Tuesday at 6 o'clock. I'm going with this. I'm here, man. I'm here. Got a bunch of records. L.A.'s on fire.
Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man?
Hey!
Have you seen that vigilante man? I've been hearing his name all over the land.
Well, this week on Bug Out Square, I wanted to do something happy, and then I'm not sure that's going to happen, but I got some really good music, so stay tuned for 2 hours of just action-packed, thrill-seeking adventure.
Rainy night down in the engine house, sleeping just as still as a mouse. Man come along and he chased us out in the rain. Was that a vigilante man? Stormy days we'd pass the time away, sleeping in some good warm place. Man come along and we give him a little race. Was that a vigilante man? Preacher Casey was just a working man, and he said, unite all you working men. Killed him in the river, some strange man. Was that a vigilante man? A vigilante man. Why does a vigilante man carry that sawed-off shotgun in his hand? Would he shoot his brother and sister down? I rambled around from town to town. I rambled around from town to town. And they herded us around like a wild herd of cattle. Was that the vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? I've heard his name all over the land.
fire. If they say I never loved you, you know they are a liar. Driving down your freeway, midnight alleys roam, cops in cars, the topless bars, never saw a woman.
Can you take my heart? Savage or a saint? Automation has transformed in my working state. I think I got a chance. Been on my knees. Better get on your knees. Your knees, your knees, your knees. Get down on your knees. You better get down on your knees.
Savage or his hat and walks towards the door. It's the second half of the cruise, and you know he hates to lose.
Cripple Creek Ferry, butting through the overhanging trees. Make way for the Cripple Creek Ferry. The water's going down, it's a mighty tide. Squeeze. Hey, hey, Cripple Creek Ferry, butting through.
Tenderness on the block. Daddy, don't you ask her when she's coming in, and when she's home, don't ask her where she's been.
She's going out, she has a young man.
Yeah, that's Four Way Cross. They're from Los Angeles, and this is Bughouse Square, and this also is Radio Valencia. Yeah, it's an actual place, bricks and mortar. I'm not sure. It's we're in a pretty seismic active area, so there's not a whole lot of. It's mostly wood framing around here, but yeah, we're here. Near the corner of 22nd and Mission, in the beautiful Mission, where it's always flat and sometimes sunny. I apologize. That was the name of that last song. I'm just kind of, I'm like wrestling with some things right now. Personal things. Not just that. Things. Technical things. Jesus. Hey, Yuri G., are you there?
I am.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, I'm going to turn you up a little.
Hard. It's been sitting quietly, on mute.
Can you hear the music? Were you able to hear the music?
I was.
All right, fantastic. Yeah. So I got the dongle, man, and to hook my phone up to the station because we don't have, like, Bluetooth capabilities. So, I'm trying to, I'm like relying on the phone, but I got the new phone and I'm not happy with it, man. I'm kicking and screaming into the fucking technical future. I like my old phone.
String or something,
Now they're just trying to sell me thing every turn. And then I've got this disfigured thumb, so it's all, and it doesn't. It's almost like it senses my imperfection and.
Do you feel that the technology is mocking your pain?
They're just toying, you know. It's like, oh, you want this? No, we're going to do this because it's going to take you three more times to get back to where you wanted to go. Because of your, you know, disfigured thumb.
Yeah.
How you doing, man?
Doing all right. I'm doing all right. Mellow.
Did you have a good birthday?
I did.
We don't have to get into specifics. I'm just, you know, throwing it out.
Well, I don't have to get into too much, but it culminated in a Sunday morning where my family came together at a small park in Mountain View. And I watched one child push another of my children off of a play structure in such a way that the skin of a shin was split deeply, and I had to rush a child to urgent care for suture.
Were there stitches involved?
Oh yeah, there were 5 stitches involved.
Oh shit!
So happy birthday to me, motherfucker.
Yeah. I remember when Diego was like, I was like racing him to this fence, and it was kind of down an incline in the grass. I don't know. He was probably 5, 6, and I'm like, all right, let's go. And he just like bailed into this fence at the bottom of the thing. You know, he just didn't have the capacity at that point to stop, and then busted his head open. And I was like, fuck yeah, I won, man. I was like, I beat him by like 3 steps. It was great. Yeah, he had, it was kindergarten. They graduate like kindergarten, whatever that means. And so all his like kindergarten pictures, he's just got, you know, this massive shiner.
Gosh, right? That was great too. Similar, and like everyone's like, he's hurt. I'm like, no, he's not. And I could see from across the playground. Like, there's like a quality of red that comes with like a deep cut.
Oh, you know it, man. You know it.
And like, oh, it just popped out of the landscape in a way. And I was like, oh.
Yeah, this is some, yeah. This is meat.
Yeah, it was meat. There was meat involved for sure. And I was like, all right, well, you know, it's like, I'm pretty good at my like field medicine these days. So I patched him up pretty good.
Uh-huh.
Get him over to the urgent care. So well, indeed, that
they commented on your dressing.
Well, they did. I'm not fishing for comments.
Who wrapped this wound?
Really. But it did cause a problem because the wound had already started to close up, and they had to reopen it to irrigate it. So,
yeah, uh-huh.
It's mixed.
You got to irrigate, man. You don't want anything festering in there.
Got to irrigate. Although I was scolded by the doctor. He said you can come back in like 7 to 10 days and get these stitches cut out. I was like, I'll just cut them out. So what are you, doctor?
Like, no. Oh, fuck that. I took all my stitches out. Of course, my mom was a nurse, so she was like, you know, I can take them out. She had the cool scissors with the hook.
Yeah, you just get the little scissors with the hook, and like, so you could leave something inside. Not leave something inside. You cut, you snip the thing, you pull it out.
No. And then you can control that feeling of the thread getting pulled through your flesh.
Oh, that's it's like, I told him. He's like, it's weird.
I want to be in control of that.
I was like,
I'm going to go back and forth.
I was like, have you ever had the thread pulled through your flesh? Like, no. Like, well, that's why it's weird.
All right. Well, I'm
that was my birthday, yo.
I'm glad. Everyone's fine. You got any people down in the burn zone?
Adjacent, but everyone's pretty safe.
All right.
I think everyone's holding it down.
Yeah, that's scary shit. So that's what I'm just kind of playing like LA stuff, but that's going to run out soon. But I got a lot of good music. So what do you got for us now with my new phone? And I can't say I'm behind this now. When I get the link you send me, it also has the, like, whatever, the artist or the album cover, maybe.
The preview. Yeah, I was always befuddled, boggled even, when you would ask me, what is this? Because I'm like, wait, you don't get a preview? But apparently now you get a preview. So, yeah. Let me tell you what this is.
I don't like the preview, man.
You like the preview?
I do not. I like the mystery, man. I want to come in green and you tell me what it is, and then we've discovered it together. You know.
Well, here it is. It's Blur's The Universal. So I'm, it's a little bit of a Britpop, you know, tear here because we had Pulp last week, got Blur this week, but it's not really about that. I'm thinking about kind of how I'm feeling right now. I feel like there's this like nostalgia for the moment, right? Where it's like, well, right now we're not in
nostalgia for the moment, dude. You should write that down. That's deep,
right, dude? You should read my diary.
Nope.
Yeah, not so good. But right now, I don't feel the weight of the dystopian future, but I know it's right around the corner. And this song, which really kind of sounds like a telecom, like an AT&T commercial,
mm-hmm.
intentionally, it's about the moment after the nostalgia for the moment, when it's past already. It's like you're in this sweet embrace of dystopia. And so this is kind of like an advertisement for the future dystopia that is just yet around the corner.
Oh, man. So, all right. So you're on board. Okay, let's do this together. I'm going to listen for the song, and you have a good week, man. And let's get together. I mean, what the hell?
Let's do it.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
How about next week? Let's talk.
We'll talk. All right, man. Have a good one. Thank you. Man. Here we go. I'm touching it. Don't mess with me. Blur, best. You doing it? Please. Here we go. See ya.
The future's been sold. Every night we're gone, and some karaoke songs, how we like to sing along, though the words are wrong. And really, really, really could I burn? Yes, and really, your lucky day. Well, here's your lucky day. Yeah.
Yeah, that was Pipeline, man. The Ventures. Damn. That was clean. Yeah, very clean. Hey, let me talk about the records that we played. Thanks, Yuri G. Man, he always comes through. Four-Way Cross, we did Apologize from their just self-titled record. Before that, Warren Zevon from the Excitable Boy record. We did Tenderness on the Block. After the Gold Rush, Neil Young recorded up in Topanga Canyon. We did Cripple Creek Ferry. Frankie Goes to Hollywood. You see where I'm going here. We did... no, what did we did? We did... not Two Tribes. Fire Hose. Two guys from Mike Watt and George Hurley. And then another dude from Ohio. From the Minutemen. Raging Full On. Not a bad record, actually. Yeah, not a bad record. And we opened up with Doors L.A. Woman. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you know, hopefully when you're listening to this, you know, the fires will be put out already. There's a segment we do here. It's called Rise from the Basement, because it's no lie. In the basement, we're miles apart. No surprise, going to rise from the basement. And what it is, it's home recordist. Any style, any genre, it just has to be recorded at your home. So home recordists, people who make music in their bedrooms and that sort of thing, send me stuff. This is Bobak. I'm saying Bobak. B-O-B-A-K from San Francisco. I'm going to say probably I've played this one before, but I'm going to play it again because I remember it's called Planet One, if you dig this. Bobak, look for him on whatever this is, SoundCloud. So I'm touching what I need to be. Wait, hold on, I got to turn that all the way up. And I'm touching that.
Had a dream last night, saw a starman. It just arrived, broken and old. He said, "Son, dare to fly with me. Witness our time may unfold."
The sun of the rise.
The deepest purple, deep purple burn. That's right. Man, that's some guitar playing there, huh? You sure fit a lot of notes in there. Let's see. We're going back to the basement. This is Pleasure Parade. You know, if you're going to be out parading, you might as well parade for pleasure, right? This is called Animal. If you dig this, look for Pleasure Parade everywhere, man. Let's see. I'm doing that. I'm going to touch this.
When you play at Chumba Casino, suddenly...
Oh, really? Okay, so... see, this is the thing now. SoundCloud, they want money. Apparently, they didn't want to work for free. So now there's ads. You know, back in the day, you could just... There was no this or that. And I choose not to go ad-free.
Thank you. the city. What the hell? What the heck? I stare at the concrete, the girders as high.